Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajata, and nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
You sounded very sad. I know you're in pain.
I'm in so much pain.
Sajata had an injury. It doesn't sound like it would be so bad, but we're older.
That's what it is.
And our bodies don't fall like they used to.
Yeah, I was... So let me tell you what happened. Our neighbors are getting their fence done, and they've got a pool and a whole bunch of stuff there. And Jai, it's a free thing for Jai to just walk in there, walk over there. So he went over there where the workers were, and like about to go in like around the pool. And I was like, I want to go all the way in there.
They have a pool?
They've got a pool.
Oh, would he?
I don't know, but I mean, it's like I don't want him going all the way over there. Of course. I don't want to go in their backyard. Yeah. And so he was over there, and so I grabbed him, and I was walking to grab him, and there was a huge like hole, and it was filled with grass. Like it's like a hole there. It was probably from their old fencing or whatever. Yeah. And my left foot went right in, and girl, I fell and I rolled it hurt.
So you fell to the ground. Like you were all on the floor.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was so deep. I mean, I was walking and I was like, you know, I've never,
how long did it take you to get up?
Oh, I got up right away because I'm like, because there's workers. There's like 10 workers there. I'm like, oh my gosh, so embarrassing. And I'm like, did I just do that? I've never hurt my ankles or hurt my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what
like it feels like.
It feels like. I was like, so I was like, oh, I know I just didn't do that. I'm fine. I'm fine. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm fine. And I was like, oh shoot, I'm not fine.
So when this happened this morning?
It happened around like 11 o'clock or so. This morning. And so it hasn't gotten swollen or anything. It's a little bit bruised, but from what I heard from all these volleyball players, sometimes it comes the next day. Yeah. And I've been icing it, elevating it, resting it, whatever, kind of not resting it. But
and now your back hurts.
My back already started hurting yesterday, but it hurts so bad. That's even worse than my ankle. I'm like breaking in everywhere. And I can't breathe because it hurts that bad.
Like your lungs, it hurts your back.
Yeah. I didn't know that was, it was like in between my shoulder blades on the left side.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it hurts so bad. And I'm over here, can't even breathe the whole time. Oh my gosh. I feel like an old person. Like it took me forever to just get ready and come to your house.
I know. I saw you hobbling up the drive.
I was like, and then you have to be careful what you step, like how you step in and out of your car. Like you need to put pressure on your right side.
Yeah.
This is too much thinking, y'all.
I know.
And like you take your health for granted so much. Like the simple things.
For sure. Like, you know how you were all like, oh, you don't have any problems. You don't have like you're so lucky.
You
can drink. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. And you're still fine.
Knock on wood.
Well, yeah. But now I have like poop problems. I've been
3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks. I've had like nonstop diarrhea. I'm not saying it's uncontrollable. It's not like I like shit on my pants or whatever. Like I can hold it. Uh-huh. But then when I go to the restroom, and I'm sorry guys listening to this, if it's like TMI, whatever, I'm so sorry. But you know, we are keep it real. Everything is like, we talk just like how we would talk with girlfriends. So
yes.
or our husbands or whatever. But even if it's just like, even if I don't feel like I need to go number two, like if I just pee, like it comes out. Like, and it's like if I stand up, like I don't have to wake up because I need to take a shit. Mm-hmm. But if I wake up to like check on something, I feel it. I don't know if it's a gravity, and then I have to go to the restroom and I end up like taking a shit too.
How do you feel afterwards though?
I also feel like I'm not fully empty. Like I'm sitting there and then like I get up and I'm walking around and then I feel tummy bubbles again. Like I can't even push farts out because.
You're afraid of this.
I will.
Oh, you will.
It happened one time. And so I've not done it again. Not like a lot, but I'm like, oh my God, did I just like shart? And I checked and I did, but I was at home. And so I was like, okay, now I know.
Yeah.
Not to try to like, oh, it's just gas because. It may not be
right.
So you'd be proud of me. I did finally go to the doctor.
Yeah, because you told me last time we talked, you said you were taking Imodium and it worked.
It did work. It worked for like 2 days, but it just like masked it.
Did you continue taking it or
no? I just stopped. I just stopped because I was like, okay, clearly it's not that. Like, it's something else.
Okay.
So I went to a doctor. They did blood work. He gave me kind of some kind of like three containers to like fill with so they can send it off. He thinks it may be like bacterial infection or like not diverticulitis, something else, he said. I looked it up and it seemed like okay, that could
be. It's not IBS though.
It could be. So he said if they don't come back, like the cultures don't come back like with anything, then he has to send me to the GI, which it could be like IBS or Crohn's. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay. But like when he's known me for so long. Mm-hmm. I started going to this doctor when Breslin was born and I started getting a lot of debilitating anxiety. He was the first who's like, he took one look at me and he was like, you need pills. Like, yes, you may need therapy, but like you need immediate help. Like that's how bad I was. And so now he sees all my family, but he saw that immediate change in my face because he was, when he said, oh, okay, it could be IBS or Crohn's, he saw like the change in my eyes. And he was like, why, what are you thinking, what's going on?
Oh, he was able to, oh, he, that's pretty good.
Yes. And I was like, attention. Well, I know I should never do this, but I started Googling because, you know, once you like take a diarrhea poop in the middle of the night, you can't just like go right to sleep. You're like, oh, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I was reading all the stuff and it could be a sign of like cancer, like colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. And he was like, well, you're too young. Mm-hmm. And I said, I also read it's happening to a lot younger people. Mm-hmm. He said, and I like how he puts things because it is true. He goes, if the sign was that obvious, people would be able to diagnose it way sooner.
That's true.
You know?
So true. Yeah.
And so I was like, huh, that makes a lot of sense. And he goes, and I'm so confident, like 99.9%, it is not that. He goes, I would never say that to somebody because then you turn around and have to give them the bad news after like the good news. But I'm telling you that in your situation. And so I was like, okay. So I don't know. And so then yesterday I tried to do it. I could not perform. I could not shit. And they take a lunch break. So I only have to do it between the first window or the second window so they can take it immediately to the
lab. Have to go there and do it?
No, I have to do it at home, but I have to drop it off while they're not at lunch, right?
Okay, okay.
So I was so busy today. I literally had to take a shit at 11. And I wasn't prepared to go over there because I had to do something here, you know. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to poop again by noon.
Right.
And then when they opened at lunchtime, I had a nail appointment and then I had Breslin's thing. And then so I couldn't do it today. But
it happened. Like you had diarrhea today.
Again. Yes. Today.
Once.
Well, I just went now again. That's how fast seriously.
I thought you just went to pee.
It came out. Yes. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I'm just to me, if I have diarrhea 2 days in a row, I'm just like, oh, I can't. I have no energy for anything.
I know. I'm drinking electrolytes. I'm drinking water.
Man, you got two water bottles.
Well, I have water bottle. I have my electrolytes. And you know what? I have been just like going on fumes, and just this week, like starting Monday, I started feeling like a little lethargic, a little clammy, you know, and I was like, okay, I need to sit down, I need to, you know, and I'm hungrier, and I don't know if it's because like my body's just like expelling everything.
Yeah, that's true, because when you came over, I was like, this girl don't eat nothing, and she's eating two plates. I don't know about that.
So she cooked for us on Saturday. Sunday, and she made authentic Indian food. And this, y'all, was so delicious. I've never tasted the most, delicious Indian food in my life.
It was bland enough for her to eat. So
well, when she says bland, she means spicy. But when last time you said you made mild spicy, it was still too spicy for me. So
I told you I was going to make it.
I put a little spice in it, but it was so good. And she put everything in like dishes, right? Like bowls, ceramic bowls. And as soon as I started eating, what did I keep asking you? Like, is this all you made?
Is there more? Is there more in the refrigerator?
Because none of the other girls, there was only two girls. It was only me and you eating, right?
And
Christy, right. Chris, yeah. And I knew there was like three or four more girls coming. And you were like, I thought you didn't understand my question when I first told you, like, asked you, like, do you have more? And you're like, oh, yeah, I made, look at all this I made. And I was like, no, like, do you have more in a refrigerator somewhere? Because I think I'm going to eat all of this. And, of course, my eyes were bigger than my stomach because I did not eat more. But, yeah, I was starving.
I remember you asked, you had just partied the night before. So, like, and you hadn't eaten anything.
No.
And you're like,
okay. But I also did get up at, like, noon o'clock. So, yeah, it was rough. Apparently, we came home.
You were like.
So, David, my friend David went to a 70s party with me. And so then we went to a bar afterwards with some other people who were at the party. And then we came home and we made popcorn. And apparently, I don't remember making popcorn.
Why is that not surprising?
So, when he had passed out on the couch, and so I gave him some water and I looked on the floor, I'm like, damn, we had popcorn. He was like, oh shit, yes, I forgot. He was like, you were throwing it everywhere. I was like, I did my best to try to clean it up, but you were like throwing it all over like the living room.
I wish he recorded that.
Oh my gosh, we had a lot of fun.
It looked like y'all had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Those parties are great. I love it that our school, you know, I know everyone has auction parties and stuff like that, but yeah, it's coming to a little bit of an end of an era because Donovan's in sixth grade. And so a lot of the sixth grade moms, that's their last child out of the school. Yeah. And so the ones that are really in our circle will no longer be at the school to be at all these parties.
Yep.
And I'm just going to start over again with a pre-K.
So you get to do the auction parties
for like seven more years.
I know, girl.
I'm going to be like the old lady at the auction parties because everyone else is just starting out.
I know. Mm-hmm. Or you can be the young mom.
That's not possible.
Yeah, it is.
That's just not possible. I'll be the craziest mom. I believe that. But not the youngest mom. Oh, my gosh. So I wanted to ask, we didn't plan on talking about this, but.
Oh, no.
You
didn't tell me what you're going to ask me.
But, you know, so today was very, very busy. And Laurel is in a daycare class at a preschool at Primrose. And she has been in the same class ever since she started. And everyone found out that, and while I was getting my nails done, one of her teachers unexpectedly,
yes,
passed away.
Like,
and
overnight.
Overnight or this morning, I can't remember. I mean, we don't have the details, but like,
I mean, you saw her yesterday.
I saw her yesterday. Yeah. And it's not like she was sick. She was like, everything was fine. This is like, I don't want to say this, but whatever. It's like seeing somebody one day and then knowing that they're not here the next day. And it really hit me hard. And then I started feeling a little guilty because it hit me harder. And I felt it like I was so much more emotional. And of course, I was getting my nails done, so I couldn't be like, you know. But I felt it more than I felt my dad's passing.
Well, you see her every day and she's has a relationship with your daughter for 3 years.
And she was just like, it was just all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, unexpected. And you knew your dad was going to go.
I don't know when, but it wasn't surprising.
Yes, it wasn't surprising. But this, she's.
And so, you know, I did talk to Laurel about my dad in a way that she kind of understood it. And I didn't read anything of how to do it. I just kind of did it how I thought was good. Was, hey, you know, Bubbles, you can't see him anymore. You can see him in your dreams, or you can think about him, but he's in heaven. He's with God, and he's looking down at you know. And he's like, oh, he's an angel. But then sometimes she's like, I want to go see Bubbles. So it's I don't think it's that she forgets. I think she just doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so what some of the moms have already kind of, she plays soccer with some of the kids that are in the same Primrose class as the teacher. And they're like, are you going to tell them that she passed? I mean, they're 4 years old.
I know.
And so I'm like, okay, what is the school going to say to the kids because it's been the same three teachers since she's been in that class. So I know it's been longer. They've been together for longer. But she's probably been one of three or four kids who have been, like, not held back, but stayed in the same class because she started a little bit younger than the others who went off to the next class. I don't know if my opinion would be the same if I hadn't told her about my dad passing.
Right.
But I don't know if all the other parents are going to do that or say, like, oh, she just left to go, because it's easier, right?
Yeah.
But then you have, you don't know what, I'm sure Laurel would be like, oh no, she died, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and she's going to ask. This teacher was so close to her.
Right.
Like her favorite teacher. Yeah. And she said that it's her best friend.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen her. I'm not going to tell her today. We actually have family friends coming over and I don't want to tell her today.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But I don't know. What do you guys think about telling, first of all, do you even tell a four-year-old if someone died? Second of all, if you choose to, how do you explain it?
I will be honest, like, I think Rhea was 7 when, it just depends on each child. Like, Rhea was 7 when my father-in-law, her grandfather, passed away. And I think she saw everything. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
was he sick?
He was already sick to begin with. He died from cancer, right?
Okay.
So she already saw it, but she's still young. I don't think she understands. She just thinks he's going to get better. And I think when he passed away, you know, y'all have viewings and all that kind of stuff, right? We don't do so much of that. We don't bring kids to the funerals in the Hindu culture as much as possible.
But he's not Hindu.
He's not. That's what I'm saying. So she was exposed, right? Like, open casket. Okay. We cremate.
So it did. So his dad, you guys did all of the things like Christians do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we, for us in Hinduism, we cremate. And we do have viewings right before the cremation. But usually kids don't go up there. We don't. We keep them back if they are there.
Why?
There's a certain thing I know, this is like, we believe that the soul is being like lifted and being departed, so it's just best that the kids are not exposed in that area. And it's, what are they going to get out of that? So just don't expose them that much. They don't need to be exposed. I think it just stays in their head, in their brain, and just keeps on going. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't benefit. You can tell them. But seeing that, it's like, it's an image that they don't remove. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we do that. I've grown up. I don't think I ever went to a funeral.
So you've never seen someone in a casket?
I've seen him whenever I was in college. That was my first time. And I had a very hard time with that. I already handle it differently. I mean, I'm super emotional when it comes to people passing away and everything. So Rhea was the same way. But since it was her grandfather and she was very close, obviously, we did everything and she saw him. And she had a hard time, a very hard time. She cried so much at the viewing, during the funeral. She cried. And then he passed away in January. That Thanksgiving, I think, because we used to have everybody over to our house, I think it really hit her. And I think, and that's when her anxiety started, that once someone passes, you never, she was thinking in her head, like, if that person passes, I never get to see them again. Then she was like, Mom. And then she put it on me that if you pass away, I'll never see you again. And that's when her anxiety started.
Yeah. I don't know. When you were little, did you ever think about that? I used to think about, like, what if my mom and dad died? I'll never get to see them. And it's not because someone did die. I just would think about that.
I don't remember thinking too much about that when I was younger. Like I said, I lived in a little bubble. I really did. I was super sheltered. I don't think I really thought about that too much. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't know, I don't know why I bring this up, but like when you said the kids don't go up there and see the body or whatever, you know, there was a time where, like, when I was little, and, you know, I was so far removed from anyone who I went to a funeral with when I was little, because no one in my family that I know that passed away that was close to me, the first one was, I was in college, and it was my best friend's mom.
Okay.
So all the ones prior to that wasn't like someone super close to me. It was like a third cousin or like a, you know. But there was a point where I didn't let myself go see the body because whenever I would like not smile, but I would kind of laugh. And it was like not like an evil thing. It was something like I couldn't help. And my mom would like, oh, my God, shh, what are you doing? And I just like couldn't help it.
What?
It was it's so weird. Like, but you just reminded me that that's what I used that. That's what I did. When you said the kids couldn't shouldn't see that. Well, I guess because I didn't process what it was, you know, and I was
but it's
like,
a lot
what?
To process for a kid.
And I didn't process because she didn't have to explain to me so much about it because it wasn't someone who was super close to me.
Right, right.
So it's like, hey, we're going to go here. They died. And I'm like looking at them in a casket. I mean, maybe they didn't tell me enough that I'm like, what are they doing there?
Right,
like, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So now I can blame my parents. Okay. now thinking about it, I wasn't prepped enough. But yeah, so Rhea was exposed to that, but there was also some lead up to like health issues, right? So that you could kind of be like, he wasn't doing well.
Yes.
He wasn't.
But I don't think she's a very emotional where she just, it just hit her really, really hard. And you know, how do you like, I'm just trying to think like, it's very hard to see an open casket. Like when I've been to some here and there, like it's really, really hard for me. Like even though I may not be close to that person, I just start thinking like, oh my gosh. And you know, I lost my dad when I was 21 and it was very hard for me to see my dad just laying there knowing that he's not alive. It's the things that go through my mind.
So let me ask you another question. If you didn't see him one last time, would you have regretted it?
Yes.
So I think that's why, right?
Of course. And that's okay.
You know, a lot of people are like, they don't want to have that image, like you said. But then on the flip side, you know, like.
It's different that it's my dad, but it's different because he's my dad, right? But like if it was someone that I'm not super close, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I would. It's just paying your last respects. I guess that's what you can say, right?
Yeah. So
it's not a good. It's a very difficult image to.
It is.
Process.
It is. So I will tell you, so we are actually planning my dad's memorial. It'll be and like, honestly, I think that's when I'm going to lose it because I still feel like, cause I'm so detached from, I haven't seen any of my siblings. I haven't seen my mom or any of my family that I'm still able to just like kind of go about life and not really think about it too much unless like I see a picture. You know what I mean? But you know, we're on a Zoom call and we are, with the funeral director and he's showing us, okay, here, cause he's cremated. Here's where his ashes are going to be here. And I started like crying on the Zoom call and like, you know, so I know when I am there, that's when I'll have like, that's when it'll come out. That's
and
where
it's probably
I, like,
good
don't.
For you to come out.
Yes. I also was hoping not to do it in front of the kids, but they will be there. And it'll be, and I'm sure people are going to be like, this girl has known her dad has been dead for like a month, but it's my first time really being there to know that, to see that, you know what I mean? I haven't been in Houston.
Right. And I just, like I said,
like she's crying like she just found out, you know what I mean?
You do, like you said, let your emotions go the way it wants to. Don't worry about anybody else. That's how you're processing it. But I think this is going to be good closure for you too. And I feel like I think you're waiting to let this out. Like it'll feel good.
That's why I'm scared. I'm scared. Like,
don't hold back. Like it's good for you. It's good for you to just.
Yeah.
Go, you know, I think it'll be good closure for you though too.
Maybe
at the same time.
Also like that could be like, cause I heard like stress and stuff could be, maybe that's a cause of my diarrhea.
It could be. Stress can cause.
You know, like you're just holding so much emotion in.
Inside.
If that's like, honestly, that's crazy that your body can just react to so much of your mental state, you know? But going back to the whole Laurel thing, like how do I explain to her? Like I explained to like, Bobo was sick. You know, he wasn't well. You know, and so that's easier to kind of, you know, and whatever you say, whatever you describe process to her, right? To understand. But to have someone who was there, happy, normal, nothing wrong, to dying, I think that that would make her start being anxious, like how Rio is, like, Mom, what if you died? Don't go out. What if you die? You know what I mean? So, like, how do you do that? That's going to open this whole other thing.
Maybe this Saturday you're going to see some of those moms. Maybe it's a good idea to talk to them on the side and see what they've said. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, what are they, what are their thoughts on it? Mm-hmm. Because this is Laurel's
teacher.
It's her teacher, but this is her last year too, though, right there?
Yeah, but she would have, she's still going to be going there up until August. But it's like, I would say she sees her more than me. She spends all day there.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's grown up with her these past 2 years. So I don't know. It's sad. I never had that happen to me.
But it's hard for, she's so aware and alert and everything that.
And if I don't tell her, she's going to learn from someone else in this class. I know, those kids don't hold back. And if you say, don't say something, they can't not put that filter. They'll say anything. They'll say, so not in a mean way, but if one of the parents tells them that, she passed away, you can't see her no more, she's in heaven, they talk amongst themselves.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially they communicate and they talk to her every day. Maybe go to the daycare, the preschool tomorrow and kind of talk to them.
Well, Chaz is going to see what they kind of are thinking, because I also think that they have to deliver some kind of message too, right? The school, the teachers.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and it's going to be, yeah.
I don't know. This whole thing is so tragic, and it just reminds you. I know you think about it and you're supposed to know it and live like this, but you forget, right? You just go into life and you get so busy, but you forget you could be here one day and the next, right? Like nothing. I don't say nothing matters, but I'm planning a trip. We just booked a trip, right? Like that doesn't fucking matter. Like this woman did not know yesterday was her last day.
I know.
You kind of just dig deeper into all that stuff. And I'm on a tangent, hope she didn't suffer, blah, blah, blah. It's just so,
and I
nobody just, knows when their time comes.
And I just think sometimes I'm this lady, she's making such a positive impact on all these little kids. You're like, why did that happen to her? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's so, your mind, I don't even know who this lady is. Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, why her?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's just really, really, really bad and tragic when you have to explain death to young people, even pets. And I am not trying to put them on the same level, but even explaining pets passings to, family, the passing of a family pet to a little kid is very, very hard.
Yes. Think about a little fish that dies. You're oh my gosh. They're
yeah. Oh. Think about Maddox or KO passed away, and Donovan. It is really, really tough. And even still, years later, he'll still think about them, or he'll move something from when we were moving rooms. He had to take everything from his dresser, and he has some of KO's little memento or pictures. He started crying again,
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel I don't know. I don't shelter my kids. You can't hide that a pet has gone,
Yeah, absolutely.
But I tell them. And do you think that also telling them the truth, you said, I didn't have an anxiety, I was sheltered, right? Just as an example. Do you think also telling them all the real things also cause anxiety in them? And is that a bad thing? Should we not be doing that? But then wait till they're adults and have it really hit hard?
I just think their brain is not completely developed. From what I heard going through therapy, cortex and something else, they don't fully develop until 25. That's why you make some decisions that, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think about that, because I think there are certain things that, I mean, this is everybody's, every parent's call or adult's call on how they want to raise their kids. But I think you need to know your child and how you have to kind of know how it's going to affect them. Will they be able to handle the situation? Because certain things I don't think they need to know.
Yeah.
All the time. But mm-hmm. it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to let them know everything.
Yeah.
And I was, because I was watching that first, that American family. What is
oh,
that?
Yeah. Yeah. What is yeah. it?
The Good American Family mm-hmm. on Hulu mm-hmm. about that
little girl.
Yeah. Natalie Grace. Yeah. yeah. And I watched the first episode already. So the kids were in my bedroom sleeping with me. And they were, I was like, I want to watch a second episode. But I was like, oh, you know, the kids may be able to watch it. My kids. They were not able to handle
oh,
it.
Oh, like the like a child could act like that?
Or more like, yeah, a child can act like that. They were scared. They're like, oh, all kids like that act that way? And Rhea was scared and Aryan was super scared. So I'm like, they can't. Even Rhea was really, really scared. And she hadn't done anything. I think she had just come up with the with her mm-hmm. teddy bear and her knife at the thing. And I think that set them off. And I Whoa. Saw the way they reacted. I said, you're not allowed to watch this show. With me or without me.
Oh my gosh.
And even till today, I was, and Rhea's like, Mom, is that a true story? And
I was going to say, do they know that it's based on kind of a true story?
They were asking and I didn't know until I found out from you. And Rhea just asked me yesterday and I told her yes. And she, I.
Was that a mistake?
Well, she can, you know, they can find out other yeah. places. Not yeah. like if well, I lied to her.
Well, that's the thing now. You know, what they want to find out, regardless of if we tell them or not, they'll find out. So like then. If they're going to find out anyway, do you want to be the one telling them or do you want them to find out?
No, I want to be the one finding, telling them, obviously, but they're not, they can find out it's a true story, but I never had to show them the show either.
Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't even ask about it anyway.
Yeah. And if they even did ask about it, I would tell them then visually seeing that. Do you see them? That mm-hmm. image, that last image
yeah.
was not appropriate before they go to mm-hmm. sleep. So some things do affect them. Like even going through therapy, there's certain things do. Like they, it stays in your mind.
Oh,
so
I know. I know it affects them.
The way they process whatever you do tell them. So yes, you need to teach them how to handle it. But I just... I think I pick and choose. Honestly, I pick and choose. There's yeah, certain things.
Depends.
Just depends.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say, okay, let me take a spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tell them everything and I don't think they need to know everything, but like, I don't know to, like with Laurel, I will tell her and there may be other parents who won't say it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I also, for me, I kind of feel like, okay, this is her. This is her memory. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, pass it off like, oh, she just left to another job. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's not memorializing her.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
But put it in a way that they understand. Like, still address it, but put it, try to do, like, age appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a therapist. I don't know. I'm only guessing. But, you know, so like with Donovan, I already told him and I said, you know, maybe it was an accident. I don't know, like a car wreck or something. Cause I just saw her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell that to not Don and Laurel.
Right.
God, no. Cause yeah. then she will never want to go in a car. You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So still tell them appropriately, but,
I guess
I'm sure that it makes them anxious too, but I don't want to not say anything.
No, absolutely. They're going to hear it.
Yeah.
Especially if she's going to be there the whole summer. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think, I mean, the school probably knows the best way to, like,
yeah.
sometimes I'm like, it's best to
leave it to them.
Not leave it to them, but kind of like give them some sort of like.
They gave us some guidelines. They gave us like, okay, here's some things how to talk about it, whatever. But I didn't have those guidelines. I mean, I guess I could have looked at it when I said about my dad. And I, you know, I didn't really go into like a lot of detail. Mm-hmm. She doesn't see my dad every day.
Mm-hmm.
So. I think this will hit more.
Yeah, because she sees her,
you know, and she would be reminded, and it would be more sad for her, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's her best friend. She calls her best friend.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, things happen, and there's some things that we hope to avoid and never have a conversation to with our kids. But, like, what I was going to tell you is this weekend, we signed Donovan up for, it's called, like, what is it called? Wonderfully Made. Have you heard of this? It's actually put on by a church, like a Methodist church.
Yes.
Okay, so.
They do that before you go into seventh grade. Yeah.
Okay, so I was already thinking, hey, man, especially for the guys, because guys get bullied about like sexual things.
Yep.
Like if you don't know what it is or whatever. And I know this is going to happen. So I know Donovan knows some things, but I said, Donovan, I remember we were having lunch with, and it was like some of our friends and the dads, right? And they were all graduating and it's all boys, and the boys are talking about, yeah, the kids are so much bigger in middle school. And I was like, you guys are going to grow. You guys are going to grow over the summer. Don't worry about it. And then I was talking to some of the dads. I'm like, you know what? Maybe it might be a good idea, because they started talking about they're going to tease us or whatever. And I was like, maybe it's a good idea if the dads all got together and told them, like, street schooled our kids, because they don't know shit in the little bubble school that they're in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Teach them, like, what, not teach them, but like, explain what a 69 is. That's going to be asked.
Oh, yes, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, what, we don't have to go into like, oh, Dirty Sanchez or whatever.
No, but
like,
they need to know those things
because terms. As much as we don't want them to know, if they don't know, what's worse? They're going to get bullied and made fun of. Absolutely. And if they try to pretend, you need to tell them for the real thing. Because if you try to tell them, oh, it's where like, I don't know, this and this, then they're going to be made even more made fun of.
Yes.
Because kids are fucking mean.
But they need to know the terms.
They need to know. They need to know all these things, right? Yes. And so I was saying that. They were like, that's a great idea. Turns out there's already something. So I signed them up. And what it is that they're telling these kids, mm-hmm. they're educating them about sexual things that to expect, to like educating them on things like that. And I feel like that is something, as you get older, all these kids are going to be 12, 13. And I think that that's such an appropriate age to like, and this has been a class that so many people, and they know what they're doing, right? And it's a like 8 or 9 of the boys going. So I signed Donovan up and I was like, I just want you to know what they know. Because I don't want him to be in like, even though I will say something, I would tell him.
Yeah.
I want them to all be on the same page.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And they're kind of, that's so good, because they are, when they get in middle school, they're exposed to everything. And then they probably even know the word. They just don't know what the meaning
is.
That's
what I'm saying. They know the word. They don't know what the meaning is. But if you don't know.
Because there's a one kid that came with Aryan's friend. It was his older brother. And my clock said like,
oh God,
something.
And he's like, oh, 60.
Like, oh, or my radio. And they're like, ooh, 69. I was like, you are only in fourth grade. And I go, do you know what? And it was a whole bunch of boys. And I go, do you know what that means? And he started laughing. And it seemed like he does. But
because he has an older brother, right?
No, that third. This is when Aryan was in third grade. His brother was only in fourth grade.
You think he knew?
Oh, he knew. They make these noises.
Oh, my God.
They come home and they're like.
No way.
And they're acting out.
What?
Some of the things.
No. Donovan's never done that. No. My gosh.
I don't
know
where they're seeing it, but I mean, it's coming from the house.
No.
Their house. Oh, not you. Their house.
I was like, oh, shit.
And I was like, wait, Bob, maybe you should be with them. I don't want to be with all these boys that are like, saying it's so uncomfortable for me. But
you know what's crazy is that Donovan's friends would never say that in my car. Hell no. That's a different group of boys.
No.
There.
It was the brother. The brother was not invited, but the brother came.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, gosh, it's crazy how life happens. And you just need to like be open and honest with your kids.
That's true. And you'll figure it out. Like you have tonight to just think about it, talk about it.
And every kid is different. Every kid is different. Absolutely. We're not saying you should do whatever it is all dependent on the kid. But
death is something that's very, very different and difficult to talk to kids about. But like, God. I think there's certain ways to, there's always, you know, everyone's like, oh, you'll see them again in heaven and you'll meet them again. And it's like the way to support them and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just like, it's someone she sees every day. You know what I mean? This is the hardest. This is going to be the hardest. And it's not going to be a one-time thing. I know she's going to come home and cry. Like, this is going to be a longer thing.
Yeah.
For all of these
kids. But, like,
kids.
If all the kids together are, like, kind of mingling and kind of talking about it. And I mean, they're so young at the same time.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
It's okay to not know.
Well, sorry, guys. It was a little, but it's a lot of things to think about. And you really don't think about until you have to do it. So you have to, you know, have these conversations with your kids. And anyway, that was our podcast for this episode. Wish me luck in my poop journey.
Yes.
And you for speedy recovery.
I know.
Hopefully it's not broken or sprained or twisted.
No, it's
not.
I don't think it's broken.
Well, not broken. It's not broken, but like.
And hopefully it doesn't swell up
your
tonight.
Ankle? Is turn your ankle the same thing as twist your ankle?
Girl, this is my first time. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was like, I was asking Bob, I was like, is it a sprain? What is it? A tear? Like, what is it? And he's like, it's a, how did you do it? And I was like, I think it's a sprain. I had to look it up. I've never had this injury.
Because some people say he turned his ankle. Like, what is that? Is that like spraining? Is that twisting? I don't know.
I have no idea. All I know is I fell.
That shit hurts.
And it hurt. And I got up and I'm like, I'm okay. And walked home and I was like, oh, that hurt. Yeah.
You like walk away crying, not letting them see you. All right. Well, make sure you follow us on our Instagram. Oh my God. We got 20,000 followers.
Yes.
Yay.
That
you guys.
Because it was like 19.7 just a few days ago.
Oh my God. You guys, thank you for all your support. Please continue supporting us. Spread the word. Share our stories. Share everything. We appreciate you. We love you. And you guys, you do you, boo.
Yes. Bye.